Psalms 54. Save me, O Lord, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Strangers are attacking me. Ruthless men seek my life. Men without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes.
A reading from the Epistle of Jude. But, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present to you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Psalm 54 is part of a collection of psalms that all sound somewhat similar, about eight of them altogether in this section of the Book of Psalms. They are all attributed to David, and they, as he was beleaguered by enemies. And of course, we know that David did face enemies continuously. But the Psalms were all written in a language that could apply to difficulties created by others, not just the sworn enemies, but rather the disregard and recklessness of other humans, sometimes deliberately targeting those who pray, sometimes just incidentally harming others in pursuit of their aims. Now, in an increasingly individualistic and institutionalized world, it's even more likely that we feel hemmed in by strangers, so to say, not by those whom we know, that we feel threatened by human forces way beyond our control and understanding. This goes from bureaucratic measures that control our lives, to health system rules that determine our day, to traffic flows that cut off our way even when we try to avoid them, to new fads that take over the sources of information we had and destabilize our families and communities. These forces often seem ungodly to us and at their heart destructive to all human flourishing. What is sometimes scarier than those forces today are even beyond human control, but they are rather algorithms that evade human analysis, intelligence that escapes human limits and has no conscience or decency. The spirit of the times is no longer constrained by human emotions and human thought, but now is generated by machines that require no rest, no love, no anguish, that have little concern for any truth, nor any correspondence between word and reality. While David still had enemies of flesh and blood to contend with, the forces that impact our lives are often more elusive and shadowy, yet that does not mean that they are any less real. If we have but eyes to see and ears to hear, then the language of the Psalms also speaks to us in our situation. When David did not know which way to turn, when he felt hemmed in from every side, he turned to God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. In the case of David, those forces were not immediately destroyed, but they no longer held quite the sway over him. Can we also pray that God will free us from the influence of the things that burden us? Well, we can't escape the world, but God can make this world a different place for us. And God is continuously at work in the world to manifest his goodness. God does bring healing and wholeness into the world, even in the face of people and forces that would bring destruction and ugliness. That's even true in the church. Jude writes about those who use the church for their own ends, about forces that divide the church and lure people from the faith that was entrusted to the saints. He urges the people of God to remain in God's love, to trust Jesus even in difficult times. No, the church is not immune from the strife that is in the world. But especially there, in the church, there are also the means to overcome those things that destroy the faith. We have God's word, the truth as entrusted to the saints. We have prayer that sustains us. We have practices that draw us closer to God, through whom we can overcome all scoffers. In all these things, whether it is in the world in general, whether it is in our very own circumstances, such as family or work, or whether it is even in the church, we have Jesus who carries us in all the difficulties of life. Jesus can keep us from falling and can present us before God as the redeemed, so that we are without fault, but with great joy. For to the one who died on the cross and who overcame sin and death, to Jesus be glory, majesty, power, and authority, before all ages, now and forevermore. God is stronger than the forces we fear. At times that may seem not immediately evident, but that is the hope we have. And it is the experience of so many saints throughout the centuries. May we therefore come to Jesus, the perfecter of our faith, in prayer and in praise.